just first off, for you, what's it like to be back here to experience Fright Fest and, you know, get a chance to, I guess, relive that season in 1985?
Man, it's a wonderful experience to be back here for Fright Fest. This is a part of the Iowa football environment that I never had a chance to experience while playing. And, you know, it's really exciting. It's great to meet the fans, you know, one-on-one, talk to them individually. And, you know, as a player, you know, we're kind of sequestered a lot during the season, so we don't get a chance to feel this energy, but it's really great to be here.
How different would you say it is now as opposed to 25 years ago?
How different what is?
Well, how different, like, you know, just kind of being back here and seeing, you know, I guess that atmosphere you described.
Well, see, I don't know. I don't know how it was then, really, because I was always on the field. I wasn't out in the tailgate area. So, I mean, I don't know if it was this exciting. This is great. I mean, I can see why there are so many people who come to the games just in experience the things that happened prior to the game, even. And so I believe at the time when we were playing that it was something similar relative to tailgating, but to have all these type of activities, I don't know. It would have been great if they did. I don't know, though.
For this being the second practice, just how nice is it for you as a former player to see Coach Fry, you know, have the opportunity to be honored like this every year?
It's wonderful. I mean, he's done a great job, obviously, with the university. Because of him, I'm here. I was here and player at the University of Iowa. He provided me with the opportunity to be the best player that I can be by hiring the best assistant coaches that any head coach could want. So, I mean, I'm very grateful. And as I told people earlier, my 2009 Hall of Fame induction, I owe in large part to University of Iowa because it's a tribute to the university, obviously, for hiring Coach Fry, to all his coaches, and also the players and my teammates, because when you have guys like Bill Happel, Hap Peterson, Mike Haight, who are quality individuals and good athletes, it made it a lot easier, a lot more fun for me to be a player here as well.
You touched on your Hall of Fame induction. When you got that news, just how exciting was that for you? And when you look back on it, what did you enjoy the most?
Well, I enjoy the most, again, is meeting a lot of the fans who came to the Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremonies, traveling and meeting a lot of the players who were also inducted. I had a chance to meet Steve McMichael, who was an All-Pro defensive lineman for the Bears, Tim Brown, Heisman Trophy winner for Notre Dame. And in that process of meeting those guys and talking to the fans, I was able to kind of get better appreciation for what I had accomplished. But at the same time, you know, I thought about, well, what better way to show the appreciation than to write a book and actually help other kids go that same route. You know, give them some of the insights that helped me. And so that's where I wrote the book, Taking It to the Next Level. And I put that on Amazon.com already so that people will be able to go there, get it, read it, so that their kids may have the same advantage, if not more, than I did trying to get to that level.
A couple more questions here, and I'll let you go. When you got here, you were talking about growing up in Nebraska and having the Iowa-Nebraska rivalry now. What's it like seeing the Cornhuskers joining the Big Ten and now seeing Iowa and Nebraska playing every year at the end of the season?
That's crazy. I mean, I think that's going to be the rivalry of the century, I think. For some reason, I think it's going to be similar to Nebraska, Oklahoma, that the rivalry they had, because, you know, when both programs are near the top of their game, like Iowa and Nebraska are right now, and still trying to go higher, it's just going to make for more intense competition. So it's going to be fun for the fans. It's going to be a great challenge for the coaches and players. And, you know, definitely going to be fun to watch.
And then my final question here, you look at this year's version of the Iowa Hawkeyes, what's your initial assessment, and do you see them maybe having a season similar to what you guys had in 85?
You know, it's really tough to tell, you know, before you make that first snap what you really have. You know, I never look at last season or the last year as a guarantee that you're going to have a good season the next year, even if you bring in back good players. I mean, it's a matter of the player's state of mind and how hard they worked out. And then on the opposite side, you know, how hard did the opposition players work out? How determined are they to beat Iowa this year, even if they lost them last year? So I believe with Coach Ferentz, he's probably going to have the players as ready as possible. But, boy, between those variables and also potential injuries that can come up, you just never know until the last game is done, really.
Larry, thank you very much.